The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial now, or some of the consequences, the fallout, possible fallout from that trial. Now, I should confess right at the outset that this was a story I did my best to avoid. I didn't really engage with it. And what small bits I was exposed to, I guess I just got the sense that you had two individuals who treated each other absolutely abysmally, both when they were in a relationship and afterwards. And I know lots of you listening did follow it more closely and will have a more nuanced view than that. But one of the narratives that's emerged is because it was so toxic and because the details of both of their lives were poured over to such a degree that it might make people more reluctant in the future to come forward and make complaints about things like domestic violence, be they men or women. And of course, both can be victims of it, although overwhelming majority are women. But it might make people less likely in the future to make complaints, having been exposed to everything that they've watched over the last few weeks. Well, Ellen O'Malley Dunlop is a former chair of the National Women's Council and joins me now. Ellen, you're welcome to the show, and it's good to talk to you. Do you share those concerns people have expressed?
Thank you very much, Kieran. I think if, you know, women who have been victims of domestic violence, or as you say, some men are also victims of domestic violence, have been following this, you know, it may put them off reporting. And I suppose one of the things that I would say, you know, please, you know, don't stop thinking about reporting and do come forward. There is help there. Women's Aid 24-hour helpline is 1-800-341-900. In 2020, in its most recent report, it had 26,400 calls to its helpline. And I know that there were 8,000 calls to Men's Aid. So it's terribly important that people are encouraged to come forward and report these crimes. You know, coercive control and domestic violence is a persistent and deliberate pattern of behaviour by an abuser over a prolonged period of time, designed really to achieve obedience and create fear. And very often, women who are in these situations don't even realise that they're in it. And probably if they have been listening to this case, they might think, oh, gosh, maybe I'm like that person, or I'm, you know, and I'm not going to be believed. So it's so important that the cycle is broken and that they get the help that is there, as I say, from Women's Aid, which is 1-800-341-900.
And I mean, there has been a job of work done by the likes of Women's Aid and the National Women's Council and Men's Aid and others to encourage people to come forward, because this is a kind of a legacy problem in this area, isn't it? Is that, you know, there has always been a reluctance to make a formal complaint.
Well, people feel the big block, one of the big blocks, is shame. People feel shame and feel that it's their fault. And that's the big, they're the big blocks that stop people from coming forward. I mean, 1 in 4 women in Ireland have been abused by a current or a former partner. I mean, those numbers are, you know, they're shocking. And they're you know, they're your sisters, they're your mothers, they're your daughters and brothers as well. And, you know, fathers, but to a lesser extent. But and we saw and we know from the numbers that went through the roof during the pandemic, how much worse it got. I mean, so much so that, you know, the Garda Síochána and their new special units, which they have around the country, where they have specials trained Gardaí, you know, they had a program there, "We're Still Here," you know, so that to encourage people to come forward and to help them. And we have 38 domestic violence services around the country. You know, we do need more services and we do need them to be properly resourced. These, as I say, these figures are really unacceptable, and we have to ensure that those who are in need of help will get it when they reach out. And I would I would encourage anybody who's feeling, you know, that they may not be believed, do make that call. There is help there and you can get the support that you need.
Do we need to do more to explain, or does there need to be more supports put in place so that maybe people understand exactly what process that they're facing into when they make a complaint? Because, you know, part and parcel of that process will not necessarily be that they won't be believed, but that I suppose that the veracity of their claim will have to be tested a little bit. They will be asked questions about it. And you know, if they're not prepared for it, I could see how that might terrify people.
Well, this is where, this, as I say, the support is available in the 38 services around the country. And again, on Women's Age Helpline, you know, when you think of the awfulness of somebody being ridiculed, being harassed, being isolated as an adult from family and friends, and where silence can be used to control behaviour. You know, we have women and children, you know, living in families where this type of behaviour is, you know, a daily occurrence. And we there, as I say, now that there are these also specialist Gardaí who are trained, and they will, you know, they know the type of questions to ask. And we also know that often women do not realise, as I say, that they're in an abusive relationship, and we know that they report more to health care professionals, and it's also important that they are appropriately trained to recognise when somebody is talking about domestic violence.
Yeah, and you know, you know this as well, Alan. You speak to guards who respond to these calls, and often the victim of the domestic violence is sometimes the most problematic to deal with, because they are so defensive of the person being led away in handcuffs, which in itself, like, that is a symptom of the type of control you're talking about, isn't it? Of the psychological damage done.
Yes, exactly. And we do know also, you know, for example, you know, there's legislation there now to help people who find it difficult, you know, for example, to get orders, to get protective orders. You know, the TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, you know, they have specialist powers now where they can help the victim, you know, to make the complaint, as can on Garda Síochána. And it's really important that they that they actually help the victim in these situations. Victims, you know, I mean, they as I say, they can take, it can take 35, you know, times for somebody to experience violence. And when I say violence, I just don't mean physical violence. I mean psychological violence, before they will come forward and talk about it and make a complaint.
And the other fear that some might have is, you know, where will I go, you know, if I have to escape the situation? Now, when we had kind of a light shone on that a little bit earlier this year, but, you know, in large parts of the country, the lack of anywhere to go, entire counties where there is no shelter.
That's right. There are 38 domestic violence services around the country, and I must say they are amazing, the service that they do offer to victims. And even if they aren't able to accommodate them physically, and of course there should be, and I think we need at least 10 more domestic violence services to respond to the needs that are in our communities. But even if there isn't the physical space in the refuges, the domestic violence services, they go well above and beyond you know, what they should be doing to help and support people to keep them safe. And that's the really important thing, because it's not also just the women. There are so often children are involved. And I mean, that is terribly worrying, and really, really, it's, I mean, if we could keep the woman and the children in their own home, that would be a really important development, and take the abuser out of the situation, rather than having to move the victim and the children out of the situation.
And I mean, we had as well then today, Ellen, it was a tangible example of the importance of making the complaint and seeing it through. With the sentencing today, a total of 66 years in prison handed down to those five men who subjected a teenage girl to a violent and prolonged sexual attack in a car.
I mean, that was an absolutely shocking case. And that 17-year-old girl has shown tremendous courage. And it's awful that she, you know, on top of what she has had to endure, you know, that those awful crimes visited upon her. But she had to endure waiting since, I think it was 2016, wasn't it, that attack happened? And here we are in 2022.
December 27th, two days after Christmas.
You know, I mean, that is an unacceptable delay in her getting to court and getting justice. Now, I'm glad at the end of the day that she has got the justice. And again, there is help on the Rape Crisis Centre 24-hour helpline, which is 1-800-77-88-88. But that was, I mean, I'm so pleased for her that she's got justice at the end of the day, and so courageous for her. But to have had to wait that length of time is absolutely unacceptable.
And that's the other problem, isn't it? When we talk about, like, you know, other people considering making a complaint, I mean, they'll look at this and they might be encouraged again that there was, if we call it positive, but you know what I mean when I say a positive outcome, in the sense that there was a conviction and there's jail time. But they look at it and they'll think, hold on, if I make a complaint tomorrow, am I staring down the barrel of 6 years before this is all over?
Well, now, there had been a huge development in terms of cutting the time some years ago, but it has escalated, and possibly escalated because we have a dearth of judges. We need more judges in our courts, absolutely need more judges in our courts, because they've got such long lists. We've been reading about the district court and the circuit court, the long list that the judges have, and of course, very often, you know, domestic and sexual violence. Well, the sexual violence is usually in the Central Criminal Court, but the delays are unacceptable. And I suppose I would urge that and call for more judges to be appointed to all the courts, the district, the circuit, and the High Court. It's so important that justice delayed is justice denied. We know that. Mm. Now, this, as I say, this particular case, I mean, it's quite mind-blowing to think that you had five men together submitted this girl to such cruel and criminal behaviour. But she is, as I say, her courage is she's given other women courage and other victims courage to come forward. But let's not be waiting this length of time to get justice anymore. Do please, I'm calling on the government to ensure that we get more judges appointed.
Ellen O'Malley Dunlop, former chair of the National Women's Council. Ellen, listen, thanks a million for speaking to us today on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.